September is Preparedness Month. We've got a lot of great articles at rosieonthehouse.com. We're not going to spend a lot of time just because Arizona is very blessed. We're not, in the Northwest right now. You hardly hear about that. Montana, Oregon, Washington. I mean, the major fires, Southern California. And it's like the news doesn't even realize that part of the world exists, and we're closer to that than we are the hurricanes in Florida. And it's just, and all those people that are displaced. So we're pretty blessed to not have those sides of natural disasters. We do get fires from time to time. We get floods from time to time. But Phoenix as a whole, Tucson as a whole, have never had to be evacuated like Miami is right now, or Houston when Harvey was coming through. But nonetheless, well, there's plenty of things to be prepared from in fraud. And we appreciate, again, Mark Bernovich for his time in the last segment.
I especially appreciate his emphasis on clamping down on home improvement and home services crooks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, the other thing we've been getting a lot of input on this week was everybody's in panic about this new APS electric rate. So here's what y'all need to know about that. There's no need to panic. Okay, everybody just catch your breath. We're gonna have a non-utility employee rate specialist on next week. Many of you know him as the father of super cooling, Mr. Steve Kep at Advanced Home Systems. So Steve and I think Miss Gina is going to join him. They're going to come in, and they've built a spreadsheet that you can take a look at and help you decide which rate to select. It's my understanding that APS has already moved you to a new rate plan. Okay, it was a very peculiar Corporation Commission decision. They grandfathered no one. What you had couldn't be kept. Everyone got moved. And now you've got until May to study the different plans and decide which one might be best for you. So we'll be bringing an expert in to talk about that next week. In the midst of all of that, we're continually getting flooded with information about, well, what's that going to do to super cooling? What's that going to do to super cooling? Is it going to impact my super cooling? And we've got an email from a lady that says, last week you said super cooling doesn't work for small units. I'm in 850 square feet, and I've got my air conditioning bill down to $60 a month. My super cooling. So, yes, it can work in small units, but you have to be extremely diligent. And you probably have to be in a more current-built small unit with a little bit better insulation that could contain the thermal cooling. So it's possible, but she's an example of how possible it is. 800 square feet, she's air conditioning it to 70 degrees for $60 a month.
That's pretty good.
You're not going to do any better than that.
If you're under $1 per 10 square feet, you're doing pretty good.
You're in the middle of the summer. You're doing really good. She's got it dialed down, that's for sure. So I want to talk a little bit more about this and super cooling. We'll wait till after the little bottom of the hour break. We've got Adrian, who's called in, wants to talk about it, has questions. We've got texts that have more questions about it. We'll kind of get this ironed out.